You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, July 27, 2017, week 212 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
Ready for some America's Sweetheart, Mike?
I am. Give me some facts and I'll see if I know that person.
This person met their wife when both worked at the Williamsburg Saving Bank in Queens, New York. He asked out two other coworkers before he asked out his eventual wife, and she was the only one who said yes.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Interesting.
This person was classmates with comedian Fran Drescher in high school, and even guest starred on The Nanny.
John Bernthal?
No. This person originally planned on becoming an accountant.
All right, keep going.
This person also lived at home with his parents until he was 29 years old.
What? Keep going.
This person's brother is an actual sergeant for the New York Police Department. The person and their brother were featured on a 2001 NYPD recruiting poster.
Keep going.
Jeez. In a flashback episode of their television show, where the character meets their future wife, he is delivering a futon. After the bank teller job, where he met his real wife, he worked as a futon delivery man before he tried stand-up comedy. I don't know if you watched this TV show as religiously as I did.
Did not. I don't remember that plot point.
This person's character on their sitcom was ranked the number 10 in TV Guide's list of 50 greatest TV dads of all time, which was a 2004 issue in June. The person also guest starred as their character on King of Queens.
Ray Romano?
It is Ray Romano.
Ray Romano. Ray. Yeah, I've only seen a few episodes. Okay. Flashback.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've only seen a few episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond.
How tall?
He's big tall.
Fan. Yeah.
Six, two?
And nailed it.
There you go. I knew he was tall. Because how tall is Brad Garrett? He's got to be like...
Brad Garrett, I think, is a giant.
Giant.
6'8".
Now, I don't think the Ray Romano money.
I think it is if you think about it.
I mean, should I do age first, I guess?
Oh, true.
Or did we stop age?
No, do age.
Okay. 61?
No, he's actually 59.
Oh, okay.
Right. Lucky for him.
All right. He's not 60 yet. I just know he's in that show, old, like, one
Men
right
of a certain age?
Yeah. I've watched that show a couple episodes. So I thought he was, like, even older. Let's see. I'm going to go with The Big Sick.
I think you're terribly wrong.
I don't know what movies he's been in.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, I'm going to give you another chance.
Okay.
Because while it loves, because it's going to.
Is he the voice of anything? Ray Romano. I'm trying to rack my mind for movies I've seen Ray Romano in. Ray Romano. Come on. Let's see.
Oh, shoot.
Is it not what you thought?
No, it's just not on Box Office Mojo at all.
Really? Why wouldn't it be on there? He's never been in like a big movie that I can think. Yeah, he has. Are you sure? Must be. He's not a voice of anybody.
Yeah, he is.
He is the voice of somebody?
I can't confirm that it's the highest grossing movie with this person.
Who did he do a voice of?
But I'm pretty sure.
Who did he do a voice of? Ray Romano.
Yeah, definitely higher than
is
the
he
basic.
In Toy Story 3?
No,
Ray Romano. Is it a Disney movie?
Nope.
Is it a Pixar movie?
Nope.
DreamWorks?
20th Century Fox. 20th. I thought it was a DreamWorks movie, but it's not. He's like the main character of the franchise, too.
Really? He's a franchise, even. Ray Romano.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it now. Which one, though?
That's the thing. It wasn't the one I expected.
I'm going to go Ice Age 2, The Meltdown.
It is not Ice Age 2, The Meltdown.
Ice Age 3, Dawn of Dinosaurs.
It is Dawn of Dinosaurs.
Duh. Okay. Sorry. He's so good at acting that character. He just falls into that character.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I should have got that. That one's easy. But I forgot. I completely forgot.
That's the thing.
Because the first one's good. Yeah. As like an adult watching a kid's movie. And then from there,
it fell off.
From there, it's just like, no, let's go for the kids. Let's go for the kids. But the first one's actually a good movie.
Yeah, I can't confirm.
Because that's a weird cast for like a kid's movie.
But isn't it weird that Ray Barone, the character from Everybody Loves Raymond, appeared in The King of Queens and in The Nanny?
As
Ray Barone? Yeah.
Really? I did not know that.
I didn't know that was such a big character for him.
But like, that's a weird cast for Ice Age. Like Ray Romano.
John Leguizamo
and what's his name? He's Gwen Stacy's dad, and he's the Jade. Sandlot.
Dennis Leary.
Like those are three guys you wouldn't expect to be in a kids movie.
Yeah, I think Ice Age. Dawn of the Dinosaurs is the highest grossing Ice Age movie,
mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine he's in any movie that's higher grossing than that.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're right, because I couldn't think of like any big movie.
I'm like looking at all his movies, and like I can't think of.
Yeah, that, I'm sure you're right.
He's in The Irishman coming up.
Okay,
Martin Scorsese, so that potentially, but even that,
like a kids movie, you're not going to beat a kids movie, really.
Especially because Ice Age is a high grossing, like that one. Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs made $195 million.
Yeah,
so it's like
this is domestic too, right?
Yeah, domestic.
Yeah, you're not going to beat that unless you're in a superhero movie. that's really, or a Disney movie, or another animated movie, I guess.
His website looks old. It's amazing. It just has tour dates, a DVD available, and look for Ray in Epix's Get Shorty in Amazon Studios' The Big Sick.
That's funny. Oh, it does have updated information, though.
Yeah, he has tour dates.
Oh, I kind of thought it was like he just had it from way back.
No, November. He's going to be at the Mirage in Las Vegas with David Spade.
Mm-hmm.
November 17th and November 18th at 10 p.m. and then Friday, December 1st and 2nd at 10 p.m.
Mm.
So. There you go.
Cool.
Whoa, this review says is The Little Sick is the title. I wonder what that means.
What?
It's a negative review. Well, it's fine, but the Sundance Darling doesn't deliver as promised.
Wow. Not cool. Not clever punniness either.
They said the movie was too hyped up. What a dumb review. Some what do you think that movie has on Rotten Tomatoes? Big Sick?
I remember seeing it early on.
97%?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's pretty...
Pretty good. What's the critic...
Audience score 92%.
Still really, really good.
Yeah. And I stand by it. It should be a little higher because I just gave it a 8 out of 8. So. Anyways. This Week in Movies and Now, Atomic Blonde and the Emoji Movie.
Atomic Blonde actually looks really cool.
Yeah. It looks like very neon and...
Yeah. Very action-y. But yeah, that looks like a fun movie, actually. Emoji Movie? I think that's going to be awful.
It looks like a poop emoji.
It really does. It looks so dumb. I don't even think kids are going to... Because how, like, children, they don't know, like, unless you're, like, by the time you know about emojis, aren't you, like, too old to watch an emoji movie, I feel like?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like emoji, they don't resonate with, like, very young children, I don't think. Because emojis are only for, like, texting, right?
And yeah, like, young children don't have phones. The other day at the park, my niece found, well, I found it in, like, the wood chips. It was a little, like, baby toy. It looked like a toy. Mm-hmm. It looked like a baby, but it was a little toy.
Yeah.
Like, you know how kids a lot of these days collect, like, those blind box figures that are, like, you just go to Toys R Us, it's, like, $3. You open it, and you're like, oh, this one glows in the dark, or whatever.
Okay, sure.
It was a little baby, and she's like, oh, they call them LOL babies. And I was like, what does LOL mean? And she's like, I don't know. So, I mean, she's 7, but...
Yeah.
I figure that's the emoji market.
I would think so, yeah. So, that's why it seems interesting. They're going very... But maybe it's just like a bunch of nonsense,
yeah,
funniness, and you don't even need the. That's just the marketing behind it. It's the.
I was surprised though with like TJ Miller being like, "Oh, I'm an actor, not a comedian," or "I'm a comedian, not an actor," and he's like promoting this thing.
Yeah.
After like his Silicon Valley leave.
Yeah, he seems to be doing a lot of movies. He's in Ready Player One.
That's crazy. Okay, let's talk about some trailers. Can we talk about this trailer first? I just want to get this one out of the way.
We can do any trailer, yeah.
So I saw a trailer before The Big Sick yesterday, and my mouth was on the floor the whole time, which is disgusting in a movie theater.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is the movie we joked about a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Little did I know it was a true story. Not a true story. Sorry. It was actually being made.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen this trailer. I don't know what it is. I just know the title, and it's not giving me any info to go on, really.
Okay, so here we go.
Patty Cakes with a money sign. Sundance.
Did we not talk about this movie?
It's coming out this summer?
Yeah, August 18th.
Huh.
Did we not talk about this movie before it already?
Huh.
Before this trailer? This is the movie we talked about, right? 8 Mile remade with the female MC.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, we exactly brought up 8 Mile and we said made with female MC.
Yeah.
That is bizarre. That's exactly what this movie is.
That's exactly, it doesn't look like a comedy.
No, no.
It doesn't look like a well, it looks kind of like a documentary though. Like, if you didn't know any better.
Yeah, but it's straight up serious about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, in another universe, Melissa McCarthy made this movie as a comedy.
Yeah, but this is definitely not a comedy.
No, this is
seems like an emotional story.
Yeah.
Of like journey from nothing like to a rap star.
A rap star.
And you're like a white person.
And then like your parents doubt you because they're like, well, what do you know about rapping?
Oh, this is in, I assume it's in New Jersey because that license plate
says Garden State. And she talks with like a New Jersey accent.
Okay. So New Jersey instead of Detroit. But yeah, that is weird. So I'd be interested to see if it works. My impression before I knew this movie existed is it won't work.
But this seems like it would work.
It does seem like it would work. It seems interesting, actually.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. So
because I'm thinking that's very curious. Based on a true story.
See, you seem to be more on the pulse than me. I'm one of those studio execs like, don't make this movie. Don't do that.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, you gotta remake 8 Mile, different person, female lead.
Female lead.
And boom, you got gold.
Yeah. I didn't even say white female lead.
No, you didn't. No.
Plus size female lead. I didn't say either of those things.
No.
And it works.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be a good movie for sure.
Because there's this kid who raps in Seattle, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Like Heavy Bill or something like that. He's like an oversized white guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he wears like a Home Depot chain on his neck, but he puts donuts on there.
Mm-hmm.
And he like posts a lot of stuff on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a song called I'm Just a Bill. And he samples, like, I'm Just a Bill from Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
And I was like, it's kind of like that. But with that all.
It's a very interesting idea for a movie. Because it's not, like, based on anything real that I know about. So it's like, it's very curious.
Let's see.
Yeah, that's also the cool thing about you seeing like the big sick in theaters. Like is it even a wide release, that movie?
Big Sick, yeah.
No, this movie.
I don't know.
Because I'm like, where are we going to hear about that movie? Except you seeing the big sick and seeing the trailer.
I don't know more about this movie.
Yeah. With the dollar sign. You gotta do the dollar sign. Cake with the dollar sign.
I didn't know patty cakes were literally just like cupcakes.
Is that what a patty cake is?
I think so.
I just know it from the patty cake song. Patty cakes, baker's man. I've never heard anybody sell like something as a patty cake. You're raising up so many questions now. Everything's alive.
Nope, I don't know.
I think this movie is just so underground that no one knows much.
Yeah. It's weird because I saw this trailer as well as the Pitch Perfect 3 trailer,
mm-hmm.
and that's the one where what's-her-name keeps like disparaging herself, and this one seems like inspiring. Like, she's just like, I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it was weird.
Yeah, you see very different trailers in that movie than I saw with War of the Planet of the
Apes.
Oh, another one. I didn't put that trailer up there, but I saw one, The Murder on the Orient Express.
I got a ticket for the preview, and I was like, I'm going to.
Yeah, they were doing the same thing when it was a preview on Tuesday or whatever.
Yeah.
Or something. But I saw that trailer.
And then he's like, what are you here to see? I was like, The Big Sick. He's like, oh, we screened that too. And I was like, please stop talking to me.
I want to see The Martian again. No CG.
Yeah, that's what ruined it for me. I'm never going to go back to one of those.
Yeah. But
because everyone clamored about The Martian, and to me, it's forever ruined.
It does hurt it for
just
me.
Just like that Wolverine movie.
Yeah.
Also ruined.
Yeah. Yeah, screen. I can't separate the two. It's hard to. I'm sure if it was like a really. Maybe it's because we haven't seen a really good. I want to see. No, I don't want to see a really good movie. not
could you not imagine
quite
if he's Star Wars like that?
Yeah, it'd be it would ruin it. You're right. But somehow I can watch it after the fact, like the behind the scenes stuff. I enjoy that. But I guess because it's not narratively the movie. If I was watching behind the scenes and they were like doing the movie and not giving me interviews and behind the scenes, I'd probably be mad. Be like, no, I don't want to watch the movie this way.
Anyways.
Yes. A lot of trailers came out. Yeah. Comic-Con's like, let's drop all these trailers. Because we're awesome and we're mm-hmm. Comic-Con. It's the news. So yeah. Where do we want to start?
Just from the top and we'll work our way down and skip patty cakes.
Yeah. Ready Player One, Steven Spielberg's new movie.
Looks crazy.
Looks awesome. Looks...
I did not expect it. It looks like Ralph with real life people.
That's exactly...
That's like pop culture references.
Yeah. It looks like there's going to be a ton of references in this movie. I think it's based on a book, I believe.
Yeah. I have a copy of the book.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a really good book. But yeah, it looks like they're going all out. Got a DeLorean in there. Like, it looks like they're going to reference...
Got
like,
the Akira bike.
Got... I think I saw Freddy Krueger in there.
I didn't recognize him.
I saw him. He was... Some of the stuff happened so fast. I was like, who's in this? But yeah, it looks like a lot of pop culture. Like, this is like perfect movie for us, I think.
Yeah.
It's a lot of...
I think Brian's read the book. Yeah. Because I gave him a copy.
It's also
it,
like...
It came in a loot crate a long time ago.
It's also seems like that movie, like, Gamer, but if they did it right.
Yeah.
It's like that. I'm also curious about, like... Because, like, you see the real world and the virtual world, but, like, it seemed like people were actually moving around in the real world, and I'm, like, confused, or, like, because those guys were, like, loading up to get into those cars, and, like, they're going places, so I'm confused, like, what's going on in the real
world. I think there's, like, professional ones, and then there's, like, these people who hack in.
Yeah. Yeah, but it looks awesome. I think that's going to be a winner. I think I'm excited for that.
When does that come out?
I don't even know. Did it give a date? I think it just said 2018, but it's... Let's see, ready? Probably sooner than that, though. Oops. Dude. Let's see. March 30th, 2018.
Jeez, that seems so far away.
That is. That's a long time. But yeah, that's it. So the weird thing about Comic-Con too is like they release stuff even if it's so far off because it's like Comic-Con and it's less than a year and then other stuff it's like Comic-Con it's like we're back now like they have a Game of Thrones fan like Game of Thrones is on right now it's everything even though some stuff's in the middle of it some stuff they haven't even started yet and they can't talk about some stuff like just came out and they can't talk about.
And it's like such a major event that like they have to bring something to the table
exactly
they can't just bring nothing to the table
yeah. So it's a weird collection of everything.
Yeah.
That they do.
Justice League.
Justice League trailer came out.
I saw a cropped version of it.
You didn't see the whole thing? The whole screen of it?
No, because I saw it on Facebook.
Okay.
Because the Facebook post, it was like advertised so heavily on Facebook, and it was like, why are you reading this? Watch this instead. And I was like, okay.
Fine.
So I watched it not knowing it was cropped. It was like a square instead of a rectangle. So
weird.
Kind of a bummer, but that's how life goes, I think.
You kind of want to watch the whole thing. But it was better than the first trailer, I believe. So that's
Heavy
good.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, a lot of Jason Momoa. Because
I think he talks in the beginning, right?
Yeah, I think so.
You see Steppenwolf, kind of.
Steppenwolf, yeah.
You see Themyscira.
Yes, you see Aquaman, the same clip we saw from Zack Snyder's post on whatever social media.
On like Vera or Vera.
That was. We didn't get any quippy Batman. Which I like. We got like a tease of somebody at the end of the trailer, possibly Superman.
Yeah.
It's kind of
vague. That's the one thing I didn't like. I like the poster a lot. Because it was very Alex Ross.
Yes,
poster.
Some of the concept.
But then I didn't like they included the Superman logo. Like,
oh, did they?
Yeah, like because they had all the writing, it had the logos in it, like Cyborg's logo and the Flash logo instead of an O and the Batman logo. Like you must assemble a team or something like that.
Yeah,
and, like, the S was the Superman logo.
It is bizarre the hiding of Superman. I know he's probably not in that movie that much, and it's like a big plot point or something, but.
Or he'll come in like right when they need him.
It's still weird. Yeah, because they make a they do like a voiceover guy. I assume it's like Steppenwolf or somebody. Yeah. Who's like, no Kryptonians, no lanterns or whatever.
I assume that was Aquaman.
Maybe it was Aquaman. But no, because how does he knows about lanterns? I don't think he knows about Green Lanterns. I think it's somebody who knows about spatial something.
But you see Gal Gadot work. You see her do a job in the museum.
Yes.
She's like brushing something.
I think she's like been there forever. Oh, wait, no, we see her working there in Wonder Woman, the beginning.
But not doing any work.
No, just working there.
Like going in. Okay, that's, I'm saying you see her physically working there.
That is true.
Which I'm like, oh, that's what she does.
True. Yeah. And she, on her other time, she's a superhero.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it looked better, but I mean, they're good at making trailers.
In my opinion. Like,
yeah, it was the first one. Yeah, the first one wasn't that great. So, yeah. I mean, I'm just going to, all these DC movies, my expectations have been pretty high, mostly. Except for Wonder Woman, I think mine were at the right spot, and then it exceeded what I thought, which was good. I'm going to put my hopes in. But like when I see other things, I'm like, it won't compare to this at all. So I know.
Yeah.
But it looked better. So that's good news in my opinion. I think so.
Definitely. Thor Ragnarok.
See, Justice League trailer, they had their panel earlier. So the trailer came out first. But then they dropped like Thor. And I'm like,
this trailer looks amazing.
This isn't incredible. They give me what I want. I want the Talking Hulk. Boom.
Got a Talking Hulk.
Give me the Talking
Mark
Hulk.
Ruffalo. Got Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo shows up.
You want to see Thor fighting side by side with Loki? Got that too.
Boom. Did I want a giant wolf? No, I didn't ask for it, but that's awesome.
Yeah.
Show me a giant wolf.
Which I didn't even realize was so giant until you see it with the Hulk.
Exactly. Give me the Hulk for scale.
Want some witty banter? You get some witty banter.
Yeah. You want like psychedelic Guardians vibe? You get that.
Yeah.
It's like Rainbow Bridge? Boom.
You want some crazy Thor that we've never seen before? You get that too.
Yeah. A lot of fun banter.
Jeff Goldblum saying something witty? You get that too.
Yeah. You're just getting some good stuff, man.
People are saying this is the best trailer from the weekend.
Yes, it definitely was. Yeah. I think so. Because, yeah, you give me that. You just give me so much of that Hulk, and I'm like, this is amazing.
Well, best official.
Best one that we all, that was released.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Everything they're doing in that Thor movie. That's going to be a ton of fun.
Let's talk about the next one. Avengers Infinity War footage. Mm-hmm.
The leaked. It was shown at Comic-Con, the same one from D23. Were we even allowed to talk about a leak? We didn't leak it.
We're not allowed to talk about it.
Okay.
Everyone else is going to be.
Yeah, that's true. So we saw some leaked footage, or leaked trailer. And man, yeah.
It looks awesome.
It delivers.
Yeah. I want to say good job to whoever described it. Whichever.
Yeah, I feel like I got a good picture of what was going on.
I felt like I saw it for a second time.
Yeah, because it's kind of like. Because I don't even know if you call it a trailer, because it's really like, oh, give me this shot of this guy and this shot of this guy. And like, ooh, Chris Evans got a beard. And like, ooh. Yeah. Black Widow's hair.
Ooh, Thanos looks weird.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, his face is like so weird.
Ooh, he has an Infinity Gauntlet with only two stones.
And you're like, ooh, and there's Vision, Scarlet Witch for a second, Black Panther for a second.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, it's a lot of Iron Man with the Guardians, and it's like Thor's on the ship.
Yeah.
With the Guardians. I'm like, Spider-Man's there, he's got his new suit, and it's awesome. And he's,
and, oh, he's on
Peter
the ground,
Parker on the bus, and he's like, ah.
Yeah, his spider sense is tingling.
Yeah. And then it just leads to questions like, where's Hulk?
Yeah.
That's my question.
We all know Hulk? He dies in Thor Ragnarok, right?
What?
Y'all know that, right?
Of course he does. He's got to die, man.
Yeah.
That whole joke about his whole arc over three movies. No, he's gone.
Yeah.
Who else don't we see in the trailer?
Well, we see Winter Soldier. Oh. Then you gloss over that. You see him cocking
the
gun.
We do see a Winter Soldier. We see Falcon in there somewhere. Falcon somewhere.
Really quick.
Yeah.
You see him slamming someone with his wings.
Yeah. So we get a lot of stuff. So Doctor Strange, of course.
He's really Guardians heavy.
Yeah, very Guardian. It almost looks like the Avengers are joining the Guardians movie.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like from that just that teaser. Obviously, there's more to it. But it looks like this, like the scope and scale is big. It's more like It's more like the first Avengers where they were all apart for a second, but this is even bigger because it's the whole world and the galaxy. They're all far apart and then they come together. Mm-hmm. Whereas like the second Avengers, they were already all together. But this is like I'm sure there's parts in Wakanda. It's almost like what Justice League's doing, but I don't trust what they're doing because they're like, they show Themyscira and Amazon and Central City and all that they're doing in Justice League. But I believe Marvel can actually do it.
And then we saw the Defenders trailer.
Yes.
Trailer number 2 for the Defenders. Yes. Really good.
Yes. It looks like all their meetup is all like happenstance and circumstance. And
like reluctant.
Yeah, and they don't want to be a team. And you got some funny bits.
The bad person?
Sigourney Weaver's name?
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver. Like, no, I just meant Sigourney Weaver.
Okay. Yeah, Elektra's back in that. She shows up.
Stick is back, which we knew from...
Stick's back, and then we got Foggy and Claire and Colleen Wing show up. Pretty much show everybody.
Everyone.
Yeah. Trish, I think, shows up in that trailer. So yeah, it's going to just be fun seeing the assembly of all those characters that evolve. And then they screened the first episode at Comic-Con, but I read vaguely about it, but not... I don't really... I think it's good, I think, but... yeah, that should be fun to see. That's coming next month. So, that's been cool to see.
Did you see the Stranger Things trailer?
Yes, I did.
That was a great trailer.
Love that trailer.
With Vincent Price.
I think that was my favorite TV trailer. Yeah. That was definitely my favorite TV trailer that I saw.
With the Thriller monologue?
Yeah, that was perfect. You got those Ghostbusters. We saw the Ghostbusters again. They're still, like, teasing how Eleven comes back. We don't really see. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's, like, reaching through. Some upside sort of down portal. Or something.
That somewhere. Scene in the arcade was horrifying.
Oh, though. Yeah.
With Will.
That's scary. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of scary, fun stuff.
It looks like it's going to be way scarier than the first one.
Yeah. Well, that's what I like about the show, because it's scary, but it's like not...
It's not too scary for you?
It's not too scary. Because I like scary if it's not... If I know... I don't know. Because it just has a different vibe. It's not like a...
Like a jump scare.
Yeah, it's not a jump scare. It's just spooky, like creepy. It's like, yeah, spooky... Creepy.
I don't think there's any jump scares in it.
But that, like, the whole tone of the show, like, there's it's moments like throughout. That, but then there's also, yeah, but it's like an eerie tone, and yeah. Then some parts get darker and stuff's gonna happen. But other parts, it's like light, and they're like still kids joking around at points. So there's a lot. This is a good mix, and that just when they end the trailer with their own music, it's just that intro, like that. I don't know that they should pay that band a lot of money.
Yeah. That band is on tour now because of the show.
I know. It's amazing.
That's crazy because it's like weird music that you wouldn't normally listen to.
Not at all.
They're famous because of the show. Yeah. A trailer that we saw is The Glass Castle.
Mm-hmm.
Woody Harrelson, Brie Larson.
Yeah. Looks like a
lot short of time. 12 director.
Yes. A lot of time jumping between. I can't. It looks like maybe half and half of the movie is.
Is like when she's a child and when she's an adult.
Yeah. So that. I assume it like jumps back and forth throughout the movie instead of
just like
all at once.
And it's about like a family that's like traveling / on the run.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of them grows up and
she runs away.
And she like marries like a banker or something and becomes like a normal person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what it's based on. It's based on a true story.
I just bought the book called The Glass Castle.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I'll watch Woody Harrelson all day.
Yeah, he looks great in this movie.
So, yeah.
There's that one scene where he's like, I'll never hurt you, but I just don't want you to cling to the edge. And I was like, that's such a, I don't know, that's such a beautiful line, I think, for parenting. Like, it's, that's the whole job of parenting, I guess.
Yeah, it's freedom versus security.
Yeah, you have to find that sweet line.
Yeah, it can be independent, but you don't want them to be endangered,
exactly.
Yeah.
And then I saw a trailer that I forgot to write. Ingrid Goes West.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new movie with
Aubrey Plaza
and Elizabeth Olsen.
Mm-hmm.
And Ice Cube's son.
Huh.
And it's about like this girl who's supposed to like date this guy or something, and then he ghosts her or something, and then she moves out west to California the day he gets married and like goes crazy and tries to become like a California person.
Cool.
Looks very funny.
Cool.
Yeah. So, a lot of trailers this week.
Yeah, yeah. Big, big dropping of trailers.
Yeah, so come back tomorrow for some Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.